Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'm not an expert, but I always feel like if you're out on a first date and you don't make it to the intended place you were planning on going to, that probably wasn't a good date. Like if it ends before you actually got to where you wanted to have the date, probably not good.
What if it ends at your house, in your room, your bedroom before?
Like I said, I'm not an expert. That could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Rich is on the phone with us right now. His date actually halfway happened. He never made it exactly where he wanted to go. He went out with a girl named Danielle. They were supposed to go to a Sounders game, apparently. But Rich's email says that they didn't make it that far. What's up, Rich? How are you?
Hey, Jubal.
So tell us about your date. Why didn't you make it to the Sounders game?
I mean, that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out, actually.
Okay, Rich, start from the beginning. Where did you meet her?
Okay, well, I met this girl, Danielle, through friends on Facebook, actually.
Okay.
And, like, right away, like, the first time I saw her, I was, like, she's super, super cute. And she seemed like, you know, a really cool person from, you know, just from her profile.
Right, some hilarious status updates. You were like, oh, my gosh, great sense of humor.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay.
And, of course, like, when my buddy's like, oh, dude, she has a boyfriend. You know, her status was, like, in a relationship. She had a boyfriend. And so I kind of just didn't really think about it. And then all of a sudden I see that, you know, her status changed and she's single. So, like, this is my chance.
So you stalked her profile. You stalked her profile for months waiting until she broke up with her boyfriend. And you're like, now I can pounce.
Oh, man.
Good work.
I mean, not exactly.
Well, a Sounders game is a good first date, though.
Yeah, I mean, I got really good seats. And, like, one of the things that I really liked about her is that she's a Sounders fan. And I thought that would be a really great first date. And you know, she seemed really excited about it.
All right. But your email said that you didn't even make it to the game. So what happened?
Well, I suggested that we just do like a little pre-gaming over at my house,
Right.
You know, just to kind of break the ice, I guess, have a couple beers before the game or whatever. And so we're drinking some beers, just kind of like hanging out. And there was like a little bit of a lull. And so I don't know if this was kind of a stupid move or whatever, but I suggested that we play Battleship.
Okay.
And so she was up for it. And so, I mean, I kind of was, you know, like letting her win. And, you know, just trying to be a good guy.
Letting her win a Battleship, a game where you guess numbers.
Yeah, because if I lost, I would never go out on a second date with that guy.
Sliding
totally
her diagram.
Let her win at that game of luck, basically.
I was being nice.
So, yeah, we got to talking, like, talking about our childhood and what our favorite games were growing up. You know, she was a big fan of Clue. And my favorite game growing up was Chutes and Ladders.
This is all.
How drunk? Okay, were you guys really drunk?
We weren't really drunk, but we're definitely getting our buzz on.
All right,
because
it sounds like a drunken conversation where you start getting all heated about board games.
Yeah. So when did the date end?
I mean, it was almost time to go, and she gets a call from somebody, I guess her friend, and she's like, I have to go. It's an emergency.
So are you not believing that it was an actual emergency? You think it was like a setup from her friend to rescue her from the date?
We were having a really good time, and we were hitting it off, and I wouldn't expect it to be like a fake emergency. You know,
yeah.
But after that, I tried to see if everything was okay. I tried to see what was going on and called her a couple times. And it's been 10 days, and I just haven't heard from her at all.
From the sound of everything, it sounds like maybe she did have an emergency. Mm-hmm. Unless why... you're forgetting something. Are you forgetting something, Rich?
What's that?
Are you forgetting anything about the evening, like when you guys were arguing about board games or something? Did you, like, I don't know, did you call her a... I don't know, but who knows?
You, like, you sunk my battleship!
Well, you know what I mean? Like, because you call up the second time, and they're like, they left a very important detail out like that. It's like, yeah, the guy called me a... and I left. You didn't do anything like that. You can't think of anything.
No, I really can't. I mean, we were pretty buzzed, but I don't think I left anything out. I just don't get it.
Okay.
I do think it's weird. Like, if I had an emergency on a date and it was real, I would call the guy back later and say, hey, sorry about that. Let's reschedule. Yeah.
Did you go to the Sounders game by yourself?
Oh,
still?
Sad.
No, I didn't even go, man. Like, I didn't have anybody to go with, and I was kind of worried, too. Like, if it was a real emergency... I would have felt bad, like, posting pictures of me having a blast while she's, like, at, I don't know, at the hospital or something. Like,
should have gone by yourself and just posted sad selfies sitting in it next to an empty seat and then tagged her in it just to let her know how sad you were she didn't make it to the game.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah, see? Full of great ideas. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Rich wants us to call Danielle. They were supposed to go to a Sounders game together. Mm-hmm. They partied a little while at his house beforehand. In the middle of that, she got a phone call saying that there was an emergency. She had to leave. She hasn't called Rich since. Rich has tried to get a hold of her and has heard nothing.
Has something like this ever happened to you before on a date, Rich?
No, it hasn't.
Would you describe yourself as a likable guy?
I would say so. I mean, I got good amount of friends. I feel like I'm a good guy, at least. You know?
Okay. That's always a good question to ask somebody. You don't hear many people go like, no, actually, not likable at all.
I'm a terrible
actually,
person.
Yeah. You may say that about yourself, too.
I am a horrible bore. Yeah. You don't want to hang out with me at all. All right, Rich. We're about to call Danielle, see if we can get her on the phone, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Danielle, please?
Yeah, this is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Nice to meet you, Danielle.
Why are you calling me?
You actually recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and they emailed us because you aren't calling them back, and they desperately want to see you again.
Okay, well... I'm dating a lot of people right now, so...
Oh.
You're dating a lot of people?
Good
okay,
for you.
So if I throw a name out there, you might know who this person is?
I mean, yeah, probably.
His name is Rich, and you guys are supposed to go to a Sounders game together?
Yeah, no, look, I told him I had an emergency.
Right. He told us all of that. But, you know, the speculation comes around to, did you actually have an emergency, or were you bailing on the date? I say that you're bailing, that you didn't like Rich and you wanted to leave.
After hearing her tone of voice, I agree.
Am I right, Danielle?
I don't... Look, if you talk to him again, just tell him it's an emergency and it's an ongoing emergency.
So you...
All right. Every
day. You can't live in a constant state of emergency, Danielle. It's just not possible.
You have an eternal emergency going on that won't let you contact Rich. I hope I'm not reading into that when I think that you didn't like Rich very much.
Look, if I tell you, you have to promise that this won't get back to him, okay?
Sure.
Because I really don't want to hurt his feelings. It's just,
I mean, just think about it. If you know, Rich is the person who wanted us to call you, so he's willing to hear whatever it is you have to say. But we won't tell him if it's too embarrassing.
Yeah, I really don't want to hurt his feelings.
Neither do I. I like the guy when I talk to him. He seemed nice. I would hate to hurt his feelings.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What is it, Danielle?
Well, I mean, I just got out of a long-term relationship. I'm back on the dating scene. Like I said, I'm dating a lot, you know, because I'm single again. And because I'm trying to be open, I gave Rich a shot. And we were at his place, like, playing board games. And he's just kind of... dull, you know, he's just not very interesting, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, we're playing board games, and then I'm going to have to go to this three-hour game and listen to him.
So you thought he was boring?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just, that's the truth of it. Sometimes you click with people, yeah, and sometimes you don't.
But, Danielle, how long were you guys hanging out at the house before you decided that this guy was a total drag?
Like an hour, but you've, like...
How can you analyze someone in just an hour?
Oh, I think you can.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Yeah. You know if you're not having a good time.
Okay, but I just... I mean, don't commit to a three-hour Sounders game then.
I know. I mean, I love the Sounders, and I thought it would be fun, but that's three more hours with this guy, and then it's going to get super awkward afterwards if he tries to, like, kiss me, you know?
Yeah. You're like, I don't want a boring kiss. Thank you very much.
Oh, come on.
I just can't believe you lied to me.
What?
Just lied to me, like, straight up, like, just, like, faked an emergency call. Like, unreal.
Danielle, that's Rich.
About that.
He is actually on the other line, listening.
Okay, this is not fair. You said you weren't going to tell him anything.
I didn't. You did. So I wasn't lying when I told you that. I'm sorry. But I think Rich needs to know what you think of him if he wants to go out with you so badly. Yeah. Maybe now he'll leave you alone.
Oh.
I'll definitely leave you alone. I mean, I didn't think I was wasting my time with a liar. You know, somebody who would just only give me an hour to, like, totally impress you and wow you. Like, I'm glad this happened, actually, because that's just like a straight, that's a move. I'm sorry.
Good for you, Rich.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I'm not a liar. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I'm a grown-up person,
you...
like, the idea, like, that you couldn't just, like, be straight up with somebody and just leave me, like, hanging, too.
I wasn't trying to, like, leave you hanging. I was trying to be nice. I wasn't interested in you. I didn't want the rest of the night to be awkward, and then that's going to lead you on more. So I figured, get out while I can. I made up an excuse so I wouldn't hurt your feelings. That doesn't make me a huge liar. I'm really sorry.
Like, leave me hanging for almost 2 weeks. Like, I've called you, I've texted you. Like, at no point did you think maybe it would be the grown-up thing to do, like, tell this guy the truth so he can actually, like, I just can't believe it.
Okay, well, you know what? If you want the truth, then here's the truth, all right? We played Battleship on our first date, all right? That's not what a girl wants. That's not what any girl wants.
That's not
what
true.
Are you talking about?
That is not true.
Brooke, I guess, loves Battleship. That's the way to Brooke's heart. I didn't know that.
I mean, you didn't even give me a chance. Like, you didn't even give me a chance to go to the game with you and, like, actually show you who I was, who I am. We didn't have a chance to even go together.
I never said I didn't go to the game.
What?
You went to the game? What?
You went to the game?
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you that I went to the game, but you're kind of being a right now. So if you really want to know, I was not clicking with you at all. And I got a message from another guy I'd been on a couple dates with.
Oh, no way.
And he happened to have tickets. So, yeah, I took the chance, and I went, and I had a blast that night. And I would never have wanted to tell you that. Keep pushing.
Are you serious, Danielle, or are you just trying to be mean to Rich because you don't like him?
No, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't want to be mean, but he's, I mean, good Lord.
No, what? You because that's bullshit. Oh, she ended up going to the game. I sat at home worrying about you. Obviously, shouldn't have even wasted any time. You're a bitch, man. That's unreal.
Dude, Danielle. Wow. Do you have any remorse right now, Danielle, for this or no?
You know, I did. I felt bad the whole time, but now I don't. I really feel like he's being so rude to me. Like, I lied because I was trying to be nice, so I'm sorry.
Wow.
Ultimately, I'm glad because I don't have time for people like you. I don't have time to be wasting my time on some.
Yeah, Rich, you got games of Battleship to play with tons of other people.
Oh, you guys, this deteriorated
quickly.
Hey,
at this point, I would love to ask you guys if you two would go out on a second date.
Oh, come on,
Jewel. We'll pay for it. Send you to another Sounders game or something.
No.
Danielle,
absolutely,
are you interested?
Not.
No? Okay. Rich, you interested?
Oh, my God.
Hell no.
I thought for sure you guys would have gone out again.
Weird.
Well, there you go, Rich. You got your answer, man. She lied to you.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Sorry, bro.
Hey, next Sounders game, I'll go with you.
Great. That would be amazing, actually.
Yeah, no, I probably got plans, though. Probably got plans. Sorry about that.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.